Egorum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutionally pro-family leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. Horton New Bruises the Deniable Camp to Secularize America by the Obama Administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, an important story here came up over the weekend. I just looked at the Associated Press saying government files lacking for $6 billion in contracts. And it was such an important story that it was only given four small paragraphs, so you know this thing will disappear, and of course there'll never be an answer where the $6 billion went. And
not if I have anything to say about it. I mean, this is $6 billion with a B dollars that went missing from the United States State Department while Hillary Rodham Clinton was the Secretary of State, primarily when she was in charge of the place. All this money went out. They're saying that basically it was mishandled contracts to providers. That's a lot of contracts to make up that much money. And you have to ask, did it just go into somebody's pocket? Did it go into Hillary's campaign fund? Was it used to pay for covert operations run by the State Department outside the view of Congress? But I think it's a huge scandal. And it certainly is here in the independent media. The corporate media won't say anything about it because Hillary is the anointed darling of the Democratic Convention in 2016. And they're not going to talk about anything she's ever done, whether it's the travel office firings, Cattlegate, all of that, the links to Vince Foster, all of that stuff. That's absolutely verboten. I remember when I, 20 years ago, when I first stumbled on the Vincent Foster case, and, you know, see something, say something, and I went to friends in the TV network news, and they all said the same thing, we can't touch this. It'll mean our jobs. That's how tightly they were controlled 20 years ago, and obviously the control is much tighter today.
Yeah, that's true. You know, another question real quick. It's in the news lately. They're talking about Jeb Bush running for, in 2016. I can't see with the history of the Bushes that he would even be a possible candidate. Do you actually think the Republicans would try to push him through?
I think the Republicans are looking at the name value of Bush as possibly the only thing they have to put up against Hillary's presidency. And, you know, and again, it'll be another election, the lesser of two evils, which means we'll have an evil president and an evil country, regardless of who wins.
Right.
I wanted Ron Paul there, but, you know, Ron Paul would have walked his talk, and look how hard they worked to make sure he would not get anywhere near close to the power.
Yep, that's true. Thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, getting back to the CIA's torture program. When it was actually happening, of course, world leaders in the involved nations are saying, we're shocked. We're absolutely shocked. And there's a new story being reported in The Independent over in Great Britain that Tony Blair knew everything about it while it was happening, along with Jack Straw, his foreign secretary. They were kept informed every step of the way. And the article is saying the politicians took a very active interest indeed. They wanted to know everything. Maybe they wanted videos to abuse themselves to or something. Recently on cable, I saw the movie 8mm, not the more recent one about an alien invasion, but the earlier one about this private detective who's caught up in this snuff film investigation, and they portray people who are into this kind of violence and video as the absolute dregs of society. And I think that's a mirror, because it seems the higher we go in our society, the sicker the behavior we see. You know, like all the child sexual abuse and everything. you know, oh no, don't look in the halls of power for deviant behavior. Go down and look at, you know, the gay bars and stuff like that here. But it turns out that apparently Tony Blair and Jack Straw knew the torture was going along. They could have ordered MI6 to stop it or not get involved, but at no time did they ever issue instructions to their own intelligence agencies not to get involved in the torture. So, verdict of history on them here. Now, here's an interesting story. By the way, Dan the Man is now in the control room for our third hour. I forgot to mention that at the top here. There's an interesting story that came out of Blacklisted News, and it's talking about this woman who had gone to her local gardening center store, actually it's a hydroponics store, and bought a lot of indoor gardening supplies. On the basis of that, the DEA raided her home at 5 o'clock in the morning. Came in with dynamic entry, basically showed up in her bedroom with guns drawn on her. Now, there are two issues here. First of all, how did the DEA know she was buying these supplies? Well, if she paid for them by credit card, they get that information. If her hydroponic store has a discount card like you have at your supermarkets, they get the information that way. But remember, this nation was founded on the basis that the government cannot enter your home until they actually have evidence of a crime. Now, DEA's excuse is, oh, she was probably buying all this stuff to grow marijuana indoors. Maybe she was. Maybe she's living in one of these areas where the winter is lingering on and she wanted an indoor vegetable garden. A lot of people are into hydroponics for very benign legal reasons. It's not a crime merely to own the hardware for hydroponic growing. Certainly, the government does not have a legal justification under the Bill of Rights to kick down your door because you bought gardening supplies. They only have a legal justification when somebody says there is marijuana there, I will swear an oath to it, I'll take out an affidavit, or they actually have like photographic evidence. But we seem to have transitioned to a country where the mere possession of certain items is now declared illegal, whether it's hydroponic gardening supplies or high-capacity gun magazines. It's not a crime to own an appliance, an object. A crime is something that you yourself commit that causes harm to other people. I think the DEA was just looking for a reason to expand its budget. We've kicked down 40 doors so far this year. Really? How many druggies did you actually bust? Well, we found a marijuana seed. Going to take a phone call here. John in Missouri. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I listen to you quite often, and you've basically said that the international bankers and all of them and are capable of starting world wars. Is that right?
Well, what I basically said is when you enslave a nation to a private central bank issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest, the debt always grows faster than the available money supply, so it can never be paid off. When that debt gets to the point of collapsing the entire system, governments are then driven to consider wars of invasion and conquest to use the wealth of other nations to try and balance the books and keep the system going a little bit longer. But it's this horrible three-step process from private central bank to major war, and you can't have one without the other. Like it says on my T-shirt, before the invention of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. Now we're into number three right now, and it is all driven by money. If you have not already read it, there's an article I put up on my website called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. Just Google it. Google says it's all over the place right now. And you need to read it. It is the history of the United States wars and assassinations from the point of view of the economic motives behind it all.
Well,
you're not going to find that in Common Core.
I don't think you will, and I believe you.
How do you
fight that?
You fight it when you have a leader with the courage of an Andrew Jackson or an Abraham Lincoln or a John F. Kennedy who stood up to the private central bankers, and they all had assassination attempts on their life, two of them successful. But ultimately, I think it's going to come down to the people of all these nations just deciding they've had it with private central banking. And we're starting to see that in a lot of places around the world. Now, the good news is, as we edge closer to a collapse of the system, globalism is going to bring the whole system down at once. And we, the people of planet Earth, need to be dedicated to the goal of not allowing private central banking to take root anywhere on Earth ever again. The public currency of all the nations of the world have to be a public utility. And we have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to rid the world of private central banking. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll
be
right back.
Thank you, Michael.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider Asia Rut.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And going back to that last phone call, you need to understand that the private central banking scam has been in operation for hundreds of years. It's nothing new. That's why most people don't see that it's a problem. It's what they've always known. It's what they've grown up with. We were propagandized in our public schools about this is the way banking is supposed to be. And you should never, ever, ever, ever consider that there are alternatives, even though this nation was started with an alternative system. Public currency is a public utility. The United States fought a revolution to break free of private central banking. And up until now, as the banking systems of independent nations were separated by borders, when one nation would break free from private central banking, the other nations enslaved to the private central banks would make war on them. When the United States broke free from the private central bank in England and refused to allow a private central bank to continue in the U.S., the bankers launched the War of 1812. And even though the United States won the War of 1812, were required to accept a new private central bank to deal with the debt the war had created. That bank was shut down by Andrew Jackson. There was an immediate assassination attempt on his life. When Lincoln issued the greenbacks, the press in Europe just excoriated him and said, if this pernicious policy is allowed to continue, all the best minds and creativity and industry will go to North America because they'll furnish their money without debt. How dare they do that? And that's why you had countries like France and Britain aiding the Confederacy to destroy Lincoln and his greenback. And of course, after the Civil War was over and won, Lincoln was assassinated. And as soon as he was dead and in the ground, the greenbacks were rescinded and the American people delivered back to the slavery of private central banks. Same thing with Kennedy and United States notes. Same thing with Germany. When Germany kicked out their private central bank that was imposed on them by the Treaty of Versailles after World War I, and they went to a value-based currency, the economic transformation was amazing. It was called the German miracle. Because nations not enslaved to private central banks are wonderfully productive and efficient. Nations that are enslaved to a private central bank, which is grabbing most of the wealth of the productivity of the nation for their own amusement, can't compete with nations that are free of private central banking. And that was a big part of the reason why, oh, Germany's bad, we've got to make another war on Germany. And so as soon as a private central bank collapses or is destroyed in one country, the others would pile on and force them back into it. But today it's a different story because of economic globalism. When the private central banking system starts to unravel, it's going to fall apart everywhere. And we, the people of planet Earth, as our high need to say, our guiding principle will be no more private central banks. The currency of a nation is the property of its people. The public currency is a public utility. It is the servant of the people, not its master. The common enemy of all mankind are these private central banks issuing the public currencies alone at interest. It's the new tool of enslavement, rule by bankers, and it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former failed systems, it only works because people are brainwashed into believing this is the way the world is supposed to be. And you should never, ever, ever consider any other possible realities. Now, over in Israel, Netanyahu is thumping his chest and warning the Palestinians not to join the United Nations. You can't do that. Tzipi Livni is already out there saying that Israel is going to surround Abbas and starve Palestine until they see things our way. Really nice neighbors they've got there. Now, interestingly enough, the New York Times got caught with a little bit of editing, creative rewriting, if you will. They got caught rewriting the history of the Israel-Palestine peace process under the theory of making it more balanced. Because the New York Times is claiming that U.S. Secretary of State James Baker was criticizing both Israel and Palestine over the failure of the peace talks. In fact, if you go back and you read what he said, he criticized Israel. His specific remarks were a rebuke aimed only at Israel. He didn't mention Palestine, but the New York Times, oh yeah, they're both equally wrong, so, you know. Again, over at the New York Times, Friedman is out there saying global warming is what caused the Syrian revolution. It's a bit of a reach. Added to our very long list of things caused by global warming here. Apparently anybody who disagrees with him on global warming is denounced as a communist radical. Now, about a week ago, the Obama administration came out in their campaign to prevent global warming saying, well, it's not just the fault of humans, it's the fault of human activity, and cows are a big part of the problem. And so we're all joking about the new White House plan called Obama Cork and its sister strategy, the catalytic converter. But as a point of fact, scientists are saying, you know, methane from cows isn't really the problem they're trying to say. While it's still methane, it's a greenhouse gas, but methane in the presence of the atmosphere will combine with oxygen to produce carbon dioxide and water vapor. We're going to take a phone call here. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks again for taking my call. Real quick about Lincoln. Wasn't it like 11 southern states from the Confederate walked out of Parliament at the time because they claimed that Lincoln was claiming a statute of nobility?
I think you're confusing that with the issue over the original 13th Amendment, which forbade titles of nobility and other emoluments for American political leaders, which was a way for Europe to try and influence America's politics by granting titles and things to politicians in the United States. The issue for Lincoln was the separatism of the South, and the issue for the South was too much taxation and influence on their economy. And it's a very gray area what got us into the Civil War. Lincoln, of course, seized on the issue of freeing the slaves to rally the Union, which worked effectively well, and he seized on the issuance of the greenbacks to finance the war. And they worked so well during the war and its immediate aftermath, Lincoln stated his intention to go on having a government-issued currency that denied profits to the bankers. And, of course, that was something Europe was not going to tolerate.
Well, I got a question about as far as that goes. Lincoln signed, executive order number one in order to bring back all of the senators in order to vote on, it might have been the 13th Amendment. They held him, is this true? They held him at gunpoint and they wouldn't let him go in to get the two-thirds needed vote?
I don't recall hearing that, and I'll tell you what, I will make a point of looking into that. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. actually, in the early days of the Congress, and I'm not saying this is during Lincoln's time, there were actual efforts here with members of Congress getting into the Capitol building to try and swing votes, which is why there actually is a law in the District of Columbia that members of Congress may not be interfered with by the police. Now, a lot of members of Congress use that to get away with illegal parking or speeding, but that's the reason and the origin for that law. Now, getting back to the issue of global warming and cow flatulence and the rest of it, this year, 2014, so far, is blowing away all the cold weather records in the Midwest. More when we come back from these commercials.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend, Dr.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Down Main Street to do, I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about climate and the politicalization of human-caused global warming. Apparently, the European Union is very unhappy over the fact that Australia wants to drop climate change from the G20 agenda. And the EU is accusing Australia of being completely disengaged on climate change since Tony Abbott was elected in September of last year. Well, let's get back to the real world. When this whole human-caused global warming nonsense cranked up, courtesy of Al Gore, who, by the way, is apparently working on a sequel to Inconvenient Truth, when it first cranked up, remember the dire warnings? Greenland will lose all of its ice in 20 years. The polar bears will drown. The coastlines will flood. None of it came true. Even the carbon Nazis are admitting that since the turn of the millennium, there hasn't been any warming. They're calling it a pause. They're not quite bringing themselves to say that the world has actually gone into a cooling trend. They're saying it's a pause. The heat is still hiding in the deep ocean. It's hiding under the Antarctic. They're trying to find some way to go on saying the world is getting warmer due to human activity, which must be taxed and controlled, even as we demonstrably have colder weather. Apparently, one of the big steel mills up on the Great Lakes has had to shut down because they're completely blocked by ice. which has set an all-time record this year as well. Alrighty. Now, not too long ago, there was this guy named Professor Tall from Sussex University, and he was one of two coordinating lead authors for one of the chapters in the United Nations IPCC report. And he went public saying that the report was overly alarmist, that they were hyping potential catastrophe that was not supported by the actual science. He accused them of basically saying that the summary for policymakers focused on scare stories. It suggested the world faced the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And when the report finally came out this last week, they were out there saying, oh, yes, it's going to cause, you know, famine and disease and all the rest of that stuff. And, of course, that flies right in the face of history, because we know that during the Roman and medieval warming periods, which were warmer than what we're dealing with, well, even at the end of the 90s, when it was getting warmer, those medieval and Roman warming periods were times of great prosperity, because food was abundant. Food was everywhere. You didn't need to go out and scrabble for food and hunter-gatherer. You just walk out your house and it's just there. You put a stick in the ground, it would bloom and produce something to eat. And it was because of that abundance of food, the human race had time left over for things like art, science, architecture, culture. Those were golden times in human history, coinciding with the peak of the Roman civilization and then later the Renaissance. So this idea that a warming world is automatically bad isn't supported by history. And by the way, the carbon Nazis were caught going into Wikipedia trying to re-edit the entries for the Roman and medieval warming period to say it wasn't really that big a deal. They didn't get all that warm, and you know, it's not a big deal, because it absolutely flew in the face of their fear-mongering that a warmer world was to be avoided at all costs, said cost paid by ordinary people being forced to buy carbon credits and pay carbon taxes. So anyway, this Professor Toll, who asked for his name to be removed from the IPCC report because he felt uncomfortable with all of the fear-mongering going on, has now come under a smear campaign by the carbon Nazis. They're trying to get him kicked out of his job. They're trying to basically get him silenced. They're trying to make sure that nobody in the corporate media will ever talk to him. These are not the tactics of science inquiry. These are political moves. Global warming is not science. It is a political agenda to wave a horrible monster at you, create a crisis out of thin air, and then sell you a solution. Our government operates the same way. They're going to create a fictional monster, Al-Qaeda, and then charge you a lot of money to go out and fight it. But they can't deal with a real problem. Didn't deal very well with that Gulf oil disaster. Didn't deal very well with Hurricane Katrina. They're not dealing with the radioactive leaks in Hanford, Washington, and Carlsbad, New Mexico. They're not dealing with what's happening in the Pacific coast of the United States from Fukushima. They don't know how to deal with the real world. They're living entirely in a world of illusion. And they're very scared that you and I and the rest of the American people are moving back to the real world. Now, speaking of Fukushima, a latest statement by the engineers over there is they are now confirming that the reactor core of unit number 3 was blown out the top of the building and spread all over the area. There are incredibly hot particles from that core all over the ground. Remember when reactor number 3 blew up? Huge cloud over the building. And the official media that was out there, Japan, TEPCO, General Electric, were all saying it was just hydrogen gas, nothing to worry about. Well, little bit of physics. When hydrogen explodes, it actually deflagrates. It's not a hybrid explosive, but when it explodes, it produces water vapor. Hydrogen plus oxygen, when it burns, produces water vapor, which is white. And that cloud that was seen over reactor number 3 was this sickly, pale, yellow, green, which happens to be the color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. So we knew they were lying right from the get-go. And here we are 3+ years later, and they're saying, yeah, you're right, the reactor core blew up. Japanese physicians are now linking the spike in cancer in Japan to the Fukushima radiation. All the official statements from the Japanese government, which is in bad need of a large case of seppuku knives, I think, by now. And the official media was, oh, no, there's no increase in cancer. The people can move back in there and become productive taxpayers. And Japanese doctors are coming out and saying, yeah, they're seeing all these cancers in the radiation refugees. And they're saying fallout from the disaster is going to spread this. It's going to be afflicting the Japanese people, people in that part of the planet, people in North America, for decades to come. All right. Now then, Kerr McGee is being fined $5.15 billion for 85 years of poisoning the earth. This is a company with a very, very bad track record. And apparently Kerr McGee and certain of its affiliates attempted a fraudulent conveyance of liabilities in the bankruptcy of Tronox Incorporated and its subsidiaries. And basically said they carried out a fraud to evade their debts, including the liability for environmental cleanup at contaminated sites around the country. Now, Kerr McGee has a very vile reputation. If you've ever heard the story of Karen Silkwood, who was a Kerr McGee employee who was trying to basically report on all the safety problems at their plutonium processing plant. And they went after her. And on the day when she had the paper documentation she was taking to give to the media, proving that Kerr McGee was intentionally negligent towards their workers, she was run off the road and died, and the papers were never found again. You might want to Google that. There's a movie about the story starring Cher and, God, I'm getting old. I don't remember all these things here. Getting back to Common Core, there was another article. And this was a Common Core assignment, asked kids to solve unsolvable math problem. Apparently this was aimed at the very young kids. And it was basically a set of illustrations, and each illustration had 20 objects. And the thing at the top said, count the objects and write 20 in the space. Unfortunately, one of the pages only had 19 objects. And the students were getting upset because they were being told by the authority figure to write 20 when there were only 19 objects. You remember 1984? 2+2=5, or we're going to torture you? It's the exact same thing. Freedom is the freedom to say that 2+2=4. Now, the European Union has just voted net neutrality into law. That's quite in contrast with the United States, which has gone the other direction and ended net neutrality to throw the advantages of the internet to the large corporations. It's another reason for EU to set up its own internet. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time...
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowing here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as you're probably aware, tomorrow, support for Windows XP officially ends, unless you're the government of Great Britain or these other places that have already set up these service contracts with Microsoft to go on supporting Windows XP. And there's all these articles, doom and gloom, if you don't upgrade to Windows 8, you'll be wide open to all the hackers and cyber criminals out there. Well, no, you won't, because the sellers of antivirus malware software have already committed to continuing to update their definitions files. So if you've got one of these systems on your XP computer, it's still going to be working tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after. This is all about scaring you into buying a whole new operating system, which means you're also going to have to buy new versions of all your applications, because it's money, 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 money. Now, Microsoft's newer operating systems have a well-deserved reputation for not being worth the money. I've had a chance to work with both Windows 7 and Windows 8, and I've got one Vista machine down here recording the show. And I only have that because its previous owner got sick of trying to deal with Vista and just gave it to me. In every new operating system, they'll change the graphics and the icons, and they'll move things around to make it look like it's new, but it's still the same functionality. The only thing that gets added in are, of course, all the digital rights software to make sure that you're not watching something that you didn't pay to watch, like there's anything out there worth watching coming out of Hollywood these days. And, of course, more backdoors and intrusive surveillance software for the NSA. And that's a big reason that I'm never going to buy another Microsoft, or for that matter, an Apple product. When this machine I'm using here dies, I'm going to go to a Linux box, and I'm trying to find a complete source distribution of Linux I can use. And I'll miss my animation and visual effects software, which I'd still like to play with, even though I'm not in the industry anymore. But they're trying to get you to give up an operating system that is mature, robust, and stable, and get you to spend a couple of $100 on a brand new operating system that was shipped with something like thousands and thousands of bugs in it. And they just want you to be their quality assurance department, so you'll go in, find the bugs, dutifully send in a report, and they'll fix it for the next release. And the next release after that. And over and above the fact they're asking you to buy a new buggy operating system to replace one that's got the bugs out of it over the last several years, is the fact that the new operating system has even more of these abusive and intrusive spy routines in there, courtesy of the NSA. There are a lot of countries even now dropping all Windows products and going to Linux for enterprise solutions within their government. This planned obsolescence, it can work when you have a healthy economy where people have always got the money to buy the new, latest, and greatest. But in our economy, people don't have that. You're probably going to see a lot of people, when their XP machine dies, they're going to go to a free distribution of Linux, or they're just going to learn to live without a desktop computer. That model of business doesn't work any longer. We're going to come out of this economic depression, that's what it is, with consumers demanding durability and longevity in their products, not the latest color style. And the sooner American industry recognizes that trend and adapts to it, the more prosperous they will be. This whole XP doom and gloom reminds me a lot of the Y2K panic. Remember all that hysteria, Y2K, planes will fall out of... None of it happened. None of it happened. It made a lot of money for all the Y2K compliancy consultants who already knew that the calendar functions and the operating systems were being done in software. And they weren't relying on that hardware calendar chip inside the CPU. Killer bees are coming to get you. Windows XP is ending. The polar bears are drowning. It's just another case of trying to panic you into spending your money someplace you really don't want to. Now, everybody is still making a big deal, and they should, over this GM scandal, over the faulty, badly designed part in the ignition switch. Remember GM's original fix? Sent out an email to all the owners of the car saying, don't have a heavy key ring? Because the detente, this little spring and plunger that holds the key in the correct place, was too short. And they didn't want to spend the $2 to fix it per car. And 13 people got killed. And people are upset, and they ought to be, until you realize how many people are killed by medical mistakes in this country, especially from bad botched vaccines. And they've got legal immunity, courtesy of the U.S. government. Now, 13 people is a tragedy, and we should be upset about that. But we've got to be looking also at all those people killed by medical mistakes, botched vaccines, treatments they really didn't need. We should be angry about that. By the way, the latest statistics are that the vaccine refusal in the United States, whether it's the yearly flu vaccine or the HPV vaccine for children, is now up to 60%. People absolutely do not trust the orthodox medical establishment any longer. And I'm one of them. The reason my recent hospital stay was as severe as it was, 10 days in the hospital, is because the first doctor who saw me misdiagnosed my condition. said it was upper respiratory infection, sent me home with stuff you can buy over the counter at the drugstore. 2 days later, I'm in the emergency room. Now, down in South Africa, isn't it funny we're supposed to be the civilized, advanced nation in the United States, and we're passing all these laws to protect these corporations? Down in South Africa, Monsanto has been ordered to stop making false advertising claims about GMOs. South Africa knows Monsanto was lying about their safety and efficacy. Remember DDT? Also a Monsanto product, also touted and promoted as perfectly safe. You can eat it. Nothing bad's going to happen to you. It only kills the insects. And then, of course, the ecological disaster that followed until it was banned worldwide. And GMO is ultimately going to be of the same ilk as DDT, with one dangerous exception. DDT degrades and it moves out of the environment and eventually it's gone. The GMOs are otherwise. Once those altered genes are in the environment, they keep procreating and promulgating around the world. If that epicyte gene has broken into the wild, we're looking at a potential extinction-level event. And I'm sure Monsanto is already developing the Roundup-ready baby to sell to rich people who want children, because everybody, all the human population is now sterile. And it's amazing just how far the U.S. political system has gone to pass laws to benefit these large corporations regardless of the harm they do, whether it's financial harm from the mortgage-backed security fraud, whether it is physical harm from bad vaccines and bad treatments, whether it's harm to the environment from GMOs, whether it's harm to the environment from fracking. And by the way, Promised Land is making the rounds again on cable. If you haven't seen it, you need to see that. It's a very, very well done movie. And kudos to Matt Damon for making this movie. He was one of the executive producers, apparently put his own money into it. He's reached the point where he's using his fame and his celebrity to go out there and talk about things you, the American people, need to know. Needless to say, Promised Land was not kindly reviewed by the corporate media here. According to the latest CBS poll, over half of American citizens think this whole drug war is a hoax. And it is. It's about keeping out the competitors' drugs while the CIA flies the opium and the cocaine in cargo planes. Another big story, looking about pharmaceutical companies that try and brainwash doctors into selling their products. Apparently, payments to doctors also include the leadership of America's teaching hospitals. These pharmaceutical companies are going to the doctors that are running the teaching hospitals, giving them presents and gifts to say, make sure you tell your doctors that they have got to push this or that product. It's all about the money. And apparently, first of all, do no harm is no longer part of the physician's creed in the United States of America. All right, there's the music. Time to get out of here and Claire and I get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Speaking of which, still in need of your donations and financial support. So go over to the Republic Broadcasting website, hit that donate button. Every penny you donate will be well spent. I promise you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.